Mr. Bush wants Congress to finish up work on free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. He says campaigning for presidential and legislative elections should not block action on expanding U.S. oil production.
In the coming months, it will be tempting for some in Congress to try to score political points instead of getting work done for the American people. Our citizens deserve better. We still have time to accomplish important goals for our country. My administration remains hopeful that we can work with Democratic leaders in Congress on bipartisan measures to help Americans cope with this period of economic uncertainty.
In his weekly radio address, the president again called on opposition lawmakers to lift a ban on more offshore oil drilling and make permanent his record tax cuts. Public opinion polls show less than a third of Americans approve of the way the president's doing his job. Democrats hope to link the unpopular president with his party's nominee, especially as Mr. Bush is the featured speaker at Monday's opening of the Republican convention. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino says the president's remarks are not about the Bush administration, but rather focus on McCain's qualifications for meeting the economic and security challenges ahead.
Do not expect this speech to define the president's legacy. This is not an opportunity to recap accomplishments of the past 7.5 years. It will not serve as a farewell to the American people, and it certainly will not attack Barack Obama.
In the Democratic radio address, New York Senator Hillary Clinton said the Republican convention in the Midwest state of Minnesota will continue Bush administration efforts to privatize federal retirement benefits and cut corporate taxes.
It makes perfect sense that George Bush and John McCain will be together next week in the Twin Cities for the Republican convention, because these days they're awfully hard to tell apart. The choice in this election is as clear as the stakes are high.
Clinton narrowly lost her party's nomination to Obama, who did not choose her as his running mate. Clinton and her husband, the former president, are urging their supporters to back Obama. McCain is hoping to win over many Clinton supporters, especially older women. He's chosen the Republican Party's first female vice presidential candidate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.